This piece was brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, heritagefoodsusa.com, heritageradionetwork.org. This is the news.
The USDA released their 2013 report on household food security in the United States this week. The report states that most U.S. households have consistent, dependable access to enough food for active, healthy living, i.e., they are food secure. But a minority of American households experience food insecurity at times during the year, meaning their access to adequate food is limited by lack of money and other resources. We are on the line with Anthony Butler of St. John's Bread and Life. Every day at St. John's Bread and Life, they serve over 1,000 meals to hungry New Yorkers. Their goal is to combat poverty and to help people achieve self-sufficiency. They also work to educate the public and increase awareness about meals to the needy here in New York. Tony, can you give us a peek into the findings of the 2013 report? Are things getting better for American families?
Not really. I mean, there was a slight improvement, but it's only 0.6% reduction in the households who were termed food insecure from the previous report, which I think was 2011. And that's not much, particularly since the economy has improved since 2009 significantly. There's been a drop in the unemployment numbers and such. So it's not a terribly encouraging report.
So do you feel like this is coming with a surprise for organizations like yours, or does this finding...
No, it didn't surprise me at all when I saw it. I mean, it's nice to have the numbers. We've seen an increase. I think one of the things that's happened, too... you see, we're still running very high numbers of SNAP, formerly known as food stamps enrollment, some 46 million folks enrolled in that. And we're seeing about a 12% increase in people using our food pantries. I think what's happening, because of the lack of kind of real wages and real wage income, you're seeing emergency food providers and SNAP becoming a food subsidy as opposed to an emergency kind of relief.
So... what do we as individuals do? How do we get involved? How do we be part of kind of creating change in this area?
I think some of the change has to come for advocating for real wage jobs that pay a living wage. I think it's reducing some of the other burdens. One of the big burdens here in New York is the burden of really, really high cost of living, particularly as it relates to housing. Which we're seeing that we're seeing people still making significant choices whether to pay rent or buy food. And so to look at this whole hunger issue, particularly in this country, and I often repeated this, it's not a question of drought or famine per se. It's a question of economic inequality and poverty. And we have to look at those systems that are creating poverty.
Tony, thank you so much. It's really great to get your perspective on this, and we'll definitely be in touch to kind of follow your work throughout the year. Thanks so much for Heritage Radio Network. This is Erin Fairbanks.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.